Stories of Great Christians. From its radio studios in Chicago, the Moody Bible Institute greets its friends everywhere with Chapter 3 in the transcribed story of Eric Alfred Nelson, the Apostle to the Amazon.
Eric Alfred Nelson, a preacher of the gospel of South America for well over 40 years. I was learning more about his story while on a missionary trip with him on the Amazon, the world's largest river in Brazil. It was a story which actually began back in Sweden in the home of Eric's parents. Anna Nelson was a devout follower of her church, but Anders cared little for the things of God.
What are you doing?
We're cleaning out the field. There are always stones to throw out. Besides, I do need a few stones for that fence in the east quarter.
You've been so quiet, Anders. The boys saw you leaving the barn alone. One of them thought you were crying.
Nonsense. Well, I was unhappy, I guess.
What's the matter, Anders?
Well, Anna, this is strange. But I don't mean to be unhappy. Actually, I'm happier than I've ever been. Do you remember that man a couple of months ago who called himself Carl Porter?
Yeah, he was selling Bibles.
Well, I bought one, Anna. You didn't know it, but I did buy a copy. And I've been reading it.
Oh, Anders, that is good.
Anna, last night I was baptized.
What?
I finally realized what a sinner I was. That I needed Christ's help. Some friends helped me understand Christ's love for me. I was thinking about it all this morning when I started to cry. Imagine, Anna, me a grown man crying.
Were you baptized in the river?
Yeah.
Then it was in secret.
Yeah, it had to be in secret. You know the penalty. These were free church people.
I'm glad you were baptized, Anders. Even though I can't myself agree with everything these free church people teach, still I'm glad they've helped you come to yourself.
Most important, Anna, I have come to Christ. It was the Bible the Colporter sold me. It showed me the way. And Anna, I'm going to begin a Sunday school right in our own home. This next Sunday, in fact.
Anders, that is forbidden, to have religious meetings in your home.
I know.
Look, Anders, the village constable.
I wonder if he's already found out about the baptism.
Well, this is a day good fortune. I have found both the lessons. Good day, Anna, Anders.
Good day, constable.
I have some important news for you, Anders. An appointment.
An appointment? I don't understand.
I'm sure you have heard about some of the activities of the Anabaptists in these parts. You have? Haven't you, Anders?
Yeah, I have.
In fact, we heard that there was an illegal baptism performed last night, near Gustav's place.
Indeed. Do you know who was baptized?
No. Probably some poor, uneducated peasant. But we will find him. That is why I brought you this appointment.
I'm afraid I still don't understand.
You are well respected by His Majesty's provincial government, Anders. We know we can trust you. And since this area is so remote, we wanted to appoint a man who would see to it that order was maintained. Someone, too, who could gather information for us.
In other words, you want an informer.
Oh, come now, Anders. I do not like that word.
Still?
I suppose that is what we want. Well, here's your commission. The next time you are in town, stop in at the constabulary. We will have more information for you. Good day, Anders, and good luck.
What do we do now, Anders?
There is only one thing we can do, Anna.
I was glad for the day you spoke to the constable about their wanting an informer.
I cannot live a lie. I cannot be true to my faith and try to maintain order as the government insists that order must be. I believe everyone should be free to worship as he sees fit.
But you cannot refuse the appointment.
Yeah. To refuse would be a quick way to enter the prison house.
Then what do we do, Anders?
The only thing that is left for us to do, we shall leave Sweden. We will go to America. We have friends and relatives there. They've told us about that new land, about its liberty. I do not like to leave Sweden. But at least in America we shall be free. Anna, where is Eric? He's been gone 2 hours already.
How should I know, Anders? Liverpool is a big city, and a 9-year-older is very adventurous.
And we are supposed to sail within the hour. He was with us when we got off the train.
Have you spoken to the officials?
Yeah. They cannot delay the sailing. If Eric does not come in time, we shall have to wait for the next ship. And that will be 10 days from now.
Oh, of all the 5 boys, that Eric is the worst.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Isn't that Eric with that policeman?
Of course it's Eric. Eric, come here, you.
Eric, where have you been? Why did you run away?
Oh, I saw. Is this your little boy? Cheerful lad, I must say.
Officer, we have been looking for him for 2 hours. We are to sail on the City of Manchester.
Oh, I saw now. She sails within the hour, doesn't she?
Yeah, thank you, policeman. For watching the boy.
Not at all. The lad was following me on my rounds, and we had a great time of it. Aye, lad?
What a big, big country, Anders.
Yeah. He would have been in Stockholm 10 times already if he were traveling from Örebro.
Must we go so far? Already we have gone through the mountains.
Yeah, the Alleghenies. I'm learning the names.
But we have seen such fine-looking land. Perhaps there will be no more good land.
Ah, there is good land in Kansas, Anna.
What do they call this state?
Ohio.
Why don't we stop here and buy a farm?
Because it's already settled, Anna. If we go on to Kansas, where we have friends, we can still get homesteads. Some of the best land there is. And you get it for almost nothing.
I'm so tired, Anders. So much traveling. Almost across the world.
Ottawa, Kansas. End of the line. Everyone up. Ottawa.
Come, Anna. The boys are already on their way out. This is as far as we go by train.
Yeah, I'm glad of that.
Here, let me help you. No, I'll carry that. Careful now, Anna. Watch your step. Come on, boys. Give your mother a hand. There's time enough for playing later on.
Is this where we will live, Anders? In Ottawa?
Oh, no, Anna. How about soon we will find our home? You see, the train goes no further. There's no more track for the railroad. Like the early pioneers here in America, we'll continue in covered wagons.
Tenting tonight, tenting tonight, tenting on the old
campground. That's a very pretty song.
A driver. What is that song?
Tenting tonight, sir.
Like my wife says, it's pretty. But it's also sad.
It's a Civil War song. Maybe that's why it's sad.
The Civil War. What a terrible thing.
It's just been 4 years, ma'am, since all the fighting stopped.
Just 4 years. Think of it, Anders.
Yeah, but there was no fighting in Kansas.
We've seen lots of activity, especially with Fort Leavenworth opening up. Still, Kansas is pretty young, just 8 years as a state since 1861. Of course, lots of ex-soldiers coming back to find themselves homesteads now.
Driver, it is so hard to understand. Such a big, beautiful country, and men fight within it.
Hard to figure sometimes, partner. At least the shooting's all over.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Yeah, we had a few people who were for slavery. Losing a war don't change your minds just like that.
We left our country because we couldn't agree.
I reckon that's better than fighting. Well, you'll be in Humboldt tomorrow. You can buy your supplies. Just 8 miles beyond that, you'll be at your homestead.
Then we'll be at our new home in just 24 hours. Even after a war, it's good air, isn't it, Anna? This American air of freedom.
Taking shape.
Yeah, thanks to help like yours, Mr. Swanson.
All of us must help each other. There were those who helped me when I came. I have not forgotten.
Thank you, my brother.
You just be sure to keep your promise to preach to us.
I'll preach as long as you let me. You see, I'm building a big enough house.
Pretty soon we are going to have a little Sweden in Kansas. So many more families are coming all the time. That's why it is so important, my friend, that you do preach. Sometimes maybe we forget why we came to America.
There, Papa. The corral is finished.
Yeah, fine job, Eric. Of course, in time we will have to build a good barn.
Will you still let me take care of the cattle?
Everyone must do his share, son. I would be very happy if you would take care of the cattle.
I will be good to them.
I know you will. We don't have many head of cattle yet, but what I bought are good. Who knows, Eric? Maybe still you may become one of these cowboys. Children, children, may I have your attention for a minute? Your attention, please. Today is a big holiday here in America. It is a new one for us, but one we can be glad to observe. Thanksgiving Day. And just like the early pilgrims, we have so much to thank God for. Land, a whole quarter section of land. 10 head of cattle, a house of our own, a corral, and even a fine new barn. But most of all, we have the freedom to pray and praise God as we wish.
I think we are going to have a storm, Anders.
Yeah, but we are safe. Our home is warm and secure. And Mama has made for us such a nice meal.
Anders, I think we should all go outside and take care of the cattle before we eat. And close the doors to the barn. Look, they're open.
Oh, very well, Anna. But you know we should be thankful for the rain, too.
And so we conclude Chapter 3 in the transcribed story of Eric Alfred Nelson, Apostle to the Amazon. This is another in the series of stories of great Christians which come to you from the radio studios of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago.